Okay, I just wanted, two things we're going to do here. I wanted to have some Q&A. Is Diana Osterman, are you here? I'm sorry. Yeah, and Linda, too, you may want to stay up here, too.
Okay, are you going to announce yourself?
Yeah, go ahead and get that started. What we're going to do, Linda's going to pass around a pan. If any of you would like to make a donation, you can put it in the pan.
Just pass it through the rows.
Now, the other thing is, and the reason we need money is we need money for appeals. We have to appeal this Michigan Public Service decision that came down January 15th, and we're going to need money for that. If they kick it back for a redo to the commission, we're going to need to bring in expert witnesses. We're going to have to pay travel costs for expert witnesses. We need to raise some serious money. So apart from this can that's going around, if any of you would like to make a donation by check or credit card, we have mechanisms to do that. On our website, MichiganStopSmartMeters.com, there's a donate button. And also, Linda, on the Smart Meter Education Network has a donate button. Hers will take credit cards, too. Mine you have to do by check. But those mechanisms are available. We hope you will generously support what we're trying to do. Now I'm ready to do some question and answer.
Comments. For those who want to get more informed, go on a website called Infowars.com, Alex Jones. He's on internet radio at 12 noon every day. He's live on Wham out of Ann Arbor at 11 o'clock. It's a repeat of the first 2 hours of his daily show. He's on live Sunday afternoons on the internet.
I want to make clear that our groups, Michigan Stop Smart Meters and Smart Meter Education Network, we are non-political, we are not left or right, Republican or Democrat, we are focused on fighting this one issue. So yes, there's help to be had on some of these other websites, but we are not necessarily endorsing everything that's on those sites. Yes, sir?
Well, how are you organized, 501c3? What's
your organization? No, not at this time.
Okay.
We're in the process. We're looking into that. Yes, ma'am?
I want to know if any of you know anything about the fiber optic smart meters in Indiana that they have in Italy also that are not as dangerous as what these EMF things are.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about it?
I've heard about the one in Italy. I haven't heard about...
Yeah, in Indiana, they're more expensive than these here. That's why they're not taking them here. In Indiana, they have them, and they do not harm you like these do.
They're wired, probably.
Okay?
Yeah.
So in Italy, that's where they got the idea from, Italy.
Okay. Right. What I would like to do now, because we just earlier in the afternoon, we did ask for all of your questions during the presentation. So now is the time. If people have questions about my talk or Diana's talk or Linda's talk, yes, ma'am.
This may be a Diane question. How do I determine if the smart meter that I have on my home is a
A collector? There's actually two separate issues. One is a relay, and any meter anywhere in the network can be a relay. And that could be passing, like I said, 40 other meters information. The collectors they're usually not posted on homes, I don't think, collector meters. They're usually separate because there was that network I showed you, the blue network that has to communicate. So those are usually like either on a business or someplace that a light pole or something that the collectors are posted. The issue though is if you live near a collector, guess what? All of these other meters that are coming through trying to get to the collector are probably passing through your house. So it's bigger, it's thicker than... It's just a thicker meter than
What it looks like, just so everybody knows, what it looks like, it looks like your smart meter is pulled away from the house a little with a sleeve behind it. The sleeve behind it is usually gray in color. That's a collector. Or that's a receiver.
Okay. Since there are a lot of questions here, I want to get to as many as possible. So Diana and I will try to give short answers to the questions. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I got my DT letter
called to put a stop on it, and my question is, first question, does it have to be in writing too, or is my phone call that I made a couple days ago to be
in writing? No, it needs to be in writing, but it also, you need, must have a sign next to the meter. Bear in mind, these installations are being done by an independent contractor, and their people will probably know nothing about any letter that you sent in. They will see the sign.
And they do come, I need clarification, will they come even though I'm putting a stop to it? My understanding is that they'll still come and put a smart meter on, but it's deactivated. How do I really know it's deactivated?
You don't. And by the way, this is the time I probably should mention, if they start implementing this new opt-out policy where they're going to charge you $10 a month to put a smart meter with the radio off, our recommendation would be do not sign up for that. If you do, you're giving your consent to the installation of the smart meter on your home. The better strategy is to refuse that plan and also refuse to let them install anything new on your house.
I've gotten a lot of calls from people who, you know, who didn't lock their meter, and DTE's installs. Phone calls don't work, so you got to lock your meter. The other thing is that what is going to happen is they're going to start calling you, and they're going to say, oh, you haven't let us put the advanced meter on yet. And all you got to do is either call them back and say, I'm not interested in having it, or you ignore the phone call. Take your pick. All of us have done a variety of the different things. We're appealing the case. Right now, they're not going to do anything. And if you get repeated phone calls, you can either ignore them or call them back and say you don't want it. But you don't need to worry right now.
Yes, sir.
So I live in a condo, and my unit has 3 meters, one for my neighbor, mine, and then the parking garage. So obviously, I don't want anything to do with this. But do I have any, I mean, short of going to the board of, I guess, do I got to move? I mean, because
if he opts out, the other people may not. They're still going to have the same two there anyway.
So I go through all this. I still get the 2 meters there. I'm trying to talk to the people in the condos. They're kind of like invited up to this meeting. And I'm saying, so
you're in a tough spot, sir. And I regret there's no good answer. Who else are we missing? Over here, ma'am?
Yes, my sister lives in Livonia. She just got a call saying they were installing in the next 2 weeks. She said she didn't want it. They said, too bad, you're going to get it anyway. They said $65 down, $15 a month. And then she got a phone call saying from some guy at DTE left a message saying, if you want to discuss it further, give me a call.
Okay.
So they're saying she has to have it.
So what you do is the same thing I said. No matter what they do, you lock your meter, and you either return or don't return the phone call. Just stay steady. We've all been through this. It's okay.
All right. Thank you.
Do I have?
Yeah, I was wondering. On the meter, there's that little loop that goes on the side, and there's a little cursory lock on there now. So you're saying if I buy a good padlock and stick it on, they're not going to come out with bolt cutters?
Well, sir,
that's breaking a net ring, if they do.
Look, here's how I look at it. Don't spend a fortune on a lock. Get a cheap lock. The point is that by putting a lock on, you're making a statement. Yes, they can use a bolt cutter and cut your lock off. That's true. But if they cut your lock off, they've committed an act of vandalism and or trespass.
Yeah.
You're making a statement. You're putting them on notice when you put that lock on. Yes, sir.
Now, I've been told by the judge that they are supposed to have access to that box because it's their property.
Correct.
And by us locking that up, are we subjugating ourselves to possible...
No, I don't think so, sir. Here's the reality. The meter housing is the property of the homeowner. Okay?
Yeah.
The meter itself is the property of DTE.
Yeah.
Now, they will argue that the meter is their property and they should be able to do what they want with it. We think that's an argument that is fallacious because what they are trying to install now is no longer... It no longer conforms to the definition of meter that's in the statute, that's in the regulations. A meter is a device that measures the cumulative use of kilowatt hours, and that's it. What they're doing is they're bringing in a device that does a whole bunch of other things. It's a surveillance device. it's a carcinogen. It's all these other things that are never part of the statute or the laws or the regulations, and they're getting away with it. You have to say, no, sir. You can put a meter on my house, but if you're coming in with this other thing, this other device, you're not putting it on my house.
Now, if we haven't got a meter installed yet, and we buy one of these newer Energy Star appliances, are they going to be effective in it?
As far as I know, that's not a problem. The Energy Star appliances will probably work with the old meters, too. Yep. I want to get as many as I can.
I have a question regarding those people who have smart meters already installed. Nobody said anything yet about those smart meter guards that I was reading about online.
Okay, here's the problem with the guards. Some of them might give you a benefit in terms of reducing the radio energy that's getting into your home, but it comes at a price that you might not be able to afford. The problem with it is you put those guards that if they completely wrap around the meter, they're going to prevent that meter from sending your readings to BTE. There's no point to that because then they'll come out and say you've prevented their meter from functioning and they'll take your guard off. So if you're willing to go that far, you might as well go the whole way and put an analog meter there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about the idea of when the technician comes out to take the meter out, the minute they pull their meter out, you tell them stop, and then you put your meter on the bought?
Yeah, well, the problem, of course, is that they may say, we're not going to read your meter because we don't know if it's inaccurate or what, and they've often taken that position. But, yeah, I mean, either way, they may give you a hard time for messing with their meter. But, you know, at some point, you've got to get your courage together. These people are invading your life in more ways than you can count. What they're doing is absolutely wrong. They are doing something that they have no legal right to do, in my opinion, because the statute gives them permission to put a meter in your house. It doesn't give them permission to put a device that has all these other characteristics. Yes, sir.
One quick. That information that was sent out on a disc is a DVD, not a CD. So it's got visual to it. So just so everyone knows.
Okay,
try to put it in your CD player because it's not going to work. Put it in your DVD player.
I don't know about that. That's something else. Yes.
So everybody is getting afraid. What I'm hearing is a lot of fear again. We don't need to be afraid. It's going to take them 2 more years before they even install Livingston County. They are not going to force installation at this point. We have an appeal in the works. There's more that's going to go on. We don't know what the law is around locking your meter, but like I said, a lot of us, in fact, all of us, have gotten phone calls, and we just either called back and said no, or we've ignored the phone call. So lock your meter. It is, I guarantee you, the only way to keep a smart meter off your home. It is the only way, unless you're out there 24/7.
Okay, we are at the magic hour of 4:30.